Hi, is that Katrina?
Yes, it is.
How are you? My name is Trina also.
Oh, awesome. Well, hello, Trina.
So you won't forget my name anyway for this interview.
Well, yes, exactly. Very easy. Not very challenging. Just as well. Did anybody ever say to you, where are the waves?
Where are the waves? Oh, I get it at least once a month. Yeah, at least. So thank you very much for that.
Sorry about that, Trina.
And then when it's a sunny day, they ask me, am I walking on sunshine?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, sometimes I get, love your song, Echo Beach. That's my favorite. That's Martha and the Muffins, Echo Beach. So, I mean, you know, they just think, well, there's an and the in there somewhere. Mm. So
you're the woman that I suppose, I don't know whether we should be thanking you or giving out to you, because you kind of ended our reign as Eurovision winners. Ireland were doing so well for such a long time. And then you came along.
I know. And it was a struggle because you came in second that year. 1997, Katrina and the Waves won the Eurovision Song Contest with Love Shine a Light, and very, very closely followed was An Irishman. Name escapes me. I'm so sorry about that if you're listening. It was one of those nights. But yeah, you were on a total roll.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not surprising. Very well known for, you know, fantastic performers, singers, songwriters. And oh my God, what a night that was at The Point. Does The Point still exist?
Yeah, well, it's literally right beside the radio station here. But
wow.
It's called the Three Arena now. They've redone it up and it's much better now. But yeah, it's still there. Literally, I could look out the window and have a look at it right now.
Oh, well, it was so sweet when we were there in 97 because it was kind of like a small intimate gig. It was filled with a lot of very appreciative people who were just kind of wanted to have a good time. They really wanted to hear a good song. And we were just incredibly lucky to win. You know, there were only 24 contestants back in the
day.
Yeah,
but you're now Australia and all these kind of countries can enter. It's crazy now.
I know, and they've now got it on terrestrial TV in America, and it's really catching on. So, I mean, the Yanks are going to want in here somewhere. My prediction is the Canadians will come next and say, well,
because they're part of Europe.
Exactly. Well, they are part of Europe, yes.
Well, listen, Eurovision aside, I think we could probably thank you for that one because we couldn't afford to host it anymore anyway. But ever since then, I don't think we've won at all since then. But you are coming back. You're going to be here for the Forever Young Festival, which is next weekend. I remember talking to Sharon, the organiser of this, a long time ago about the idea of doing a festival like this in Ireland because it hadn't been done before with all 80s bands. And the time has just come around the corner so quickly. You are performing on the Sunday night. So what can we expect?
Well, yes, I mean, I absolutely agree with you. It's about darn time. I mean, oftentimes I think, oh, I really would love to do more work in Ireland. This is crazy. And so this incredible festival has come along, loads of acts on here. I guess we would say that the Human League are headlining, followed by Holly Johnson, Level 42, Kim Wilde will be there. I mean, these are all the people I'm sure a lot of your listeners grew up listening to. And these are people who I now kind of hang out with because, you know, especially in the summer season, we're all doing all of these shows. So it's sort of like, oh, hi again. You know, I mean, people in the 80s, we were never very chatty to other people because you didn't have the social media and everybody was kind of withdrawn. And there's still an element of that shyness amongst the artists. You would think that we'd all go together and have loads of drinks and have fun. It's kind of slightly different.
Is it shyness or is it competitiveness? Are you kind of watching your back with the other artists?
Yeah.
I think
back in the day, we all just lacked so much confidence. I think now a lot of artists come up through a lot of social media, a lot of X Factor, Britain or Ireland has got talent. And a lot of them go to stage school from a young age. We were all misfits. And, you know, the music business was a sanctuary for misfits. And, you know, I found my way there because, you know, I grew up in a very, very strict Catholic religious military family. And, you know, there were six of us kids. Of course, I couldn't wait to rebel. And being in a band and singing was the best way I could think of to do that. I'm not sure if people are driven by the desire to rebel or if they just think, you know, it'd be really fun to be famous.
Yeah, I think they want
anyway,
a Ferrari.
They do. They want a Ferrari, Trina. You're absolutely right. But I mean, you know, back down to business. So my show, I will play Walking on Sunshine. I will play Love Shine a Light. And I'll play some old Katrina and the Waves songs and some new songs of mine and a couple of fun covers as well. So You know, nothing too heavy, as I don't think anybody would expect from me.
Yeah.
So I think light, good time. I think everybody is there to smile and have a good time. So I'm going to make sure they do.
You mentioned the covers there. When you were first got together, when the band were first setting up, didn't you do covers? You did the likes of Heart and Foreigner and that.
We were purely a cover band, because we used to go around and do 45-minute sets a night, playing around the military bases for, you know, the GIs. And we would play a lot of Heart, Pat Benatar, Eagles, ZZ Top, Leonard Skinner, all the stuff that we thought Americans would want to hear. And so it's always been fun to do covers. So the ones I've thrown in are like River Deep, Mountain High, Echo Beach, as I mentioned before. And I've got a pretty cool 80s medley, which is a shout out to the ladies from the 80s. So I'm kind of tributing a couple of my contemporaries, if you will, from the 80s.
Oh, super, super. And your first song, though, when you released it, it was released in Canada, am I right, instead of in the UK?
Yes, we were just signed with a really small label called Attic Records out of Canada, just because our manager went to MIDEM, which is in France. It's kind of the equivalent of the Cannes Film Festival. MIDEM is the music festival where you basically go and you take material from your artist and you shop it and you try and get a deal. And the best deal she could get was with a Canadian label. And we were very happy to have any label at all. I mean, we were ecstatic, even though they were really small. So we traveled around Canada for a couple of years before we got our big break. And that was when a girl group called The Bangles covered a song of ours that was called Going Down to Liverpool. And they covered it and they had success with the song. And that's what helped us get signed with a big deal with Capitol Records in 1984. Wow. And then, of course, Walking on Sunshine came quickly after that.
I remember, actually, Adele, before she really hit the big time, she was signed to a tiny, tiny record label that I used to deal with. And I think there was about two people working in their office. And we kept saying, there's this new singer. Her name is Adele. We must try and get her on the show. And whatever happened, we kept our schedules kept passing by. And we never managed to do it. And the girl said to me, I'm going on holidays. When I come back, we'll organise that interview with Adele. Then what happened? Adele completely exploded. And next thing,
boom,
she was the biggest star in the world. She moved on to a big record label. And I never got to do it.
And then she wouldn't take your call.
Look.
Well, you know, what was really good for her probably was starting with a small label. You know, a lot of people, it just happens too quick, too soon. They win X Factor or one of these reality TV shows. And then they're boom, and they think it's going to last forever, and they're going to be famous, and, you know, before you know it, they're in rehab, and they've got some kind of psychological problem. It's really great to have the opportunity to come up very, very slowly.
Yeah,
so you have
steady and slow,
Yeah, you know, I mean, I washed dishes at the Chow Hall, the military base in Mildenhall, in a place in Suffolk in, here in England, and I washed dishes for 5 years, and in the meantime, I was in a band. And all the money that I made, I put back into the band, you know, to buy a PA system and microphones and stuff like that. So, I mean, I really, really wanted it. And every dish that I washed, I just thought, this is just temporary. This is temporary. Pretty soon I'm going to be a huge, famous pop star. And then, you know, Trina, maybe one day it'll happen, right?
And it did. Are there downsides to it, though, as well, being recognized?
No, very rarely get recognized. I don't really make a big song and dance of it. I just go around. I live in London. I go around. I'm never, ever. People might, if I've recently been on TV, they might do a double take, but very, very little.
You don't go around wearing your Katrina and the Waves t-shirt, no?
Oh, heck no, honey.
Can you imagine?
I'm very happy to blend in and to be able to kind of do my shopping and just have a normal life.
When you had that Grammy nomination, did you get to go to the Grammys? I always wondered what the Grammys are like.
No,
we were
flying to Hawaii at the time. It was all go. But, you know, at the time we were up against A-ha, Sade, Julian Lennon, this great singer called Freddie Jackson. Sade won it rightfully. I mean, but can you imagine? It was for Best New Artist and all of those people were in that category.
Yeah.
I mean, it was tough back then, man. Artists were really, really good. I mean, you know, Sade, my God, unbelievable.
Yeah, I was talking to someone, I can't remember who it was that I had on the show there recently, and they were saying how they got to perform at the Grammys and Michael Jackson is looking at them and they're going, whoa, this is something else, you know?
That must be cool. That'll never happen again.
Nah,
sadly.
Definitely won't.
What a moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, are you going to the festival?
I will be. Actually, our whole station are going to be broadcasting from there. Oh. So we should come across each other, Katrina
yeah,
and Trina.
Of course. Of course. Well, give me a wave or come backstage and we'll
give
share
me a
beer
wave.
Or hang out.
Katrina and the waves
oh,
just
no,
said, give
I
me a
didn't
wave.
Mean to say that. I didn't mean to say that. Oh, my God. Trina, you know what I'm talking
oh,
about.
Oh, you're so funny. You're accidentally funny.
Listen, the sun is going to be shining. It's going to be a fantastic weekend. We absolutely can't wait.
Oh, great. I really hope it is. I've got my fingers crossed. You never know the weather in this country, but fingers crossed. Listen,
okay.
So great to chat to you.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Take care.
It's Bye Something now. With the Weekend on Classic Hits.